This is tape recording number 5703C04ACC, a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard from the 17th Advanced Clinical Course, entitled Control. Copyright by L. Ron Hubbard, 1957, with all world rights reserved. On the inaugural day of yesteryear, March the 4th, 1957. And today we're going to inaugurate control. Nobody else is going to inaugurate anybody. We're going to inaugurate something. Control. Exclamation point. Now, already see you looking around here that some of this has already taken root. I know at least one or two people have begun to suspect that control exists as a word in the English language. And that's real advanced, because control is in America. And too, I am afraid the greater part of the British Empire this time is a word which has been given a prefix, and that prefix is bad. It's been given a suffix, and that's worse. So you have bad word control as being bad control worse, or worse control bad, as associative. And this is a slave master mechanism. And if you ever consider it to be anything else, the inability to control, failure in control, consistent and continual failure to control gives one then the feeling that to control is to fail, to control is to die, to control is to have horrible things happen. Now, control is a game's condition. It is a game's condition. It's not a good thing condition to mount anything, but that is what life happens to consist of. Life consists of communication, control, and hands. It isn't life. Now, if control is successful, then it ceases to be bad control. So let's wrap this all up in a nice small package and comprehend it as something that is not incomprehensible. First and foremost, when control is a consistent and consecutive failure, it becomes bad control. You understand? It also becomes obsessive control. The inability to control something causes one to press harder and harder and harder in the direction of trying to control it, don't you see? And therefore, an unknown game condition arise in that state, and you're expected to know all about game conditions as laid out in Scientology Fundamentals, Thought and more so. Arise at that state through failed control. All right, we try to control a street sweeper. First you sweep in the streets and everything's going wrong. We can't get this person to sweep the gutters too. This is what the government does. So they pass all sorts of regulations with regard to the street sweeper. They try to make selective entrance examinations for street sweepers. They do all sorts of novel and interesting things to make sure all the best men are sweeping streets. See, we've got to get perfection here in terms of personnel, because we aren't getting the gutters swept. And then one day, we realize that we're never going to get the gutters swept, no matter how much draft, selective service, pay, or anything else. So now, we're going to have to sweep the gutters ourselves. Fellow tries to read some books, get some books kept in an organization. He can't get the books kept. He can't get the books kept. In other words, he He's trying to control somebody in an effort to get books kept. And he fails to do this. And eventually controls it himself. Now, what does this amount to? The failed control amounts to interior evasion. The consequence of failed control is interior evasion into that area or being. One becomes that which he fails to control. You got that? Because if you've got that, you've got everything you need to know about the exteriorization and interiorization of Satan's into life, bodies, telephone poles, and red cards. Now, what is an engram in suspension but an interiorization? Into the incident, and therefore into the mental image picture. If one can't handle his mental image pictures, and if these do not obey, and they do not, wherever they mirror, failed control, then eventually one begins to feel that he cannot handle his mental image pictures, and he gets such a far departure from this fact that eventually he is not willing to handle any mental image pictures, or even willing to admit they exist, and you get the state of psychology today. The best they can do with a mental image picture is to say there is such a thing as eidetic recall. Nah. You're talking about a unique statement. And into that chasm had to drive Dianetics. Failure to control the picture. But what does this mean? This means that somebody is stuck on the track, is interiorized into a picture at a particular segment of time. And when he is stuck at a particular segment of time, that means he was interiorized into a picture. Why did he get interiorized into a picture? Well, there are lots of things. There's such a thing as a mystery sandwich and all of this sort of thing. A Satan is a mystery sandwich. A Satan mystery picture or a Satan mystery body. But what was the mystery? What's the basic mystery? How the hell didn't I control it? How come I failed? What is this all about in terms of control? There must have been something here I did not want not have. There must be some other factor here. I am not controlling, because I certainly fail to control this situation, and that's what I am doing here, but what is it? And this curiosity of what was there to be controlled, and how does one go about controlling it, and how impossible it is to control it, and is control necessary, eventually develops there. Is control necessary? One really doesn't have to control it anyhow, does he? Why take responsibility for anything, for that thing, and after that, why take responsibility for anything? These all sort of follow as a natural consequence, and you get at length a 1957 citizen. He deteriorates in all the dynamics without any ability to control any of them. He doesn't even know what they are. Now, the first necessity for the control is isness. And if you can resolve isness, you resolve control. Now, we know that, but you would have to have some security about controlling it before one can bring himself to admit that there is an isness. This dodge back from a good state of case, which you sometimes see. You sometimes be auditing somebody, you all of a sudden get in terrific condition, and then a lot of terrific conditions just like that. Boom, bang. He has a great revelation of some sort of it. Anywhere moves through, he's caught in a fly trap on a whole track or something of the sort. And he's got this great revelation, and something terrific has occurred here, and all that sort of thing, and he doesn't stay that way. Well, why does he stay that way? He obviously has the ability to be that way if anything around can whisper something to him and make him be that way.
engram never sees anything, but the Satan can beat the engram. Satan can be suddenly better just by having an engram collapse on him, which is one of these manic engram situations, who naturally has the ability to be that much better. Well, why does he withdraw from that? Well, that's too much business as far as he's concerned. It's an uncontrollable situation, and he is faced by too many uncontrollables, and so he disadmits the isness. He says the isness ain't. That's his favorite method of getting out of control, is to not is, reclaim, cast away, throw aside, discount, and have nothing to do with. If he has any possible control over something, then he will admit it's isness. And, you know, isness is just isness, just the way it is in creation human ability. It's just the isness. Something is, or it isn't. So how does it get to be both of these things at the same time? What is not isness? Not isness is an isness which the person conceives himself unable to control, unlock, or do anything about, and so he not is it. So not isness is the immediate consequence of the recognition of failure to control. A game becomes an unknown game's condition only when one has failed in the factors of control. Now, the final answer, you understand, is isness. But how do you get there? What knocks isness out? Now, you could say to somebody, look at the wall. Is there a wall there? And the fellow says, yes. If he admits there's a wall there, if he can really tolerate a wall being there, and so forth, he gets in a better shape right away, at least in present time. Now, step 7 of SOC8 is very interesting. He asked somebody to look around and find something he's really used to. They went to while somebody would clutch it to his bosom and be awfully sane, and everything would be wonderful thereafter. What was this little funny mechanism? A girl was asked this by an auditor, California auditor too, and asked this by this auditor and said, look around, find something you're real to. This is strictly fruitcake, all ready to be stuffed and sold for Christmas. And, this is called sugar bowl. Blue silver sugar bowl. Well, look at it. Looked at it. Let out an ecstatic cry and pressed it to a bosom, fondled it, and wouldn't give it up. So the same after that. One item. Quite interesting, that is the result of business. But how do we get there, huh? What makes a person deny business? Well, the bridge answer is control. The bridge answer is control. Business can exist if a person can, to some slight degree, control. Now, he doesn't have to go on controlling it. That is an obsession. To have to control something morning, noon, night, all week, and Saturdays too, like to do a body, is an obsession. Therefore, really considers interiorization into a body as a non-optimum condition. Therefore, it exceeds the particular power of choice to exteriorize. Well, the only way you get stuck in a body is his failure to control a body. Now, you can blow somebody out of his head by just running this dichotomy, just occasionally. I mean, it doesn't work in every case, because sometimes you think they never does it. You know, these are these subjective auditing commands that very often don't work if you think they doesn't run them. Kind of interesting. You ask this fellow to mock up a cat, and he conceives a horse and says yes. Well, he never tells you he conceived the horse, you see. And you say, there's the auditor think he mocked up cat. He didn't. And you say, well, mocking up cats doesn't work in this case. But the fellow has yet to mock up a cat. You wouldn't know that. So these subjective type commands very often break down, fail. Engram running quite often fails. Even on a a preclear that should have been able to run in, Graham, simply because the preclear never did what the audit told him to do. Here again, you have this control factor entering into the running of control. And here you have a very directly Q&A. You ask the preclear to run this dichotomy. Get the idea you control this body, get the idea you can't control the body. Get the idea you can't control the body, get the idea you can't control the body. Just back and forth, and he'll blow out of his head. If he runs it, quite interesting. A much more certain way of getting a preclear out of his head is keep his head from going away. And that blows him. It'll make somebody who's on an obsessive kick like that be a bunk, too, occasionally. Just as he's passing our tourist way, he will be pleading with him to come back and pick up the mock-up, the ejected dead bodies being left in the auditing room. And you are then and there called upon to bring a resurrection into being. And this may be a bit above your Christ limit, but better not be, because you'll have a dead body lying there if you don't resurrect me. You got to whistle him back. Interesting and amusing case of that happening one time. This passes without speaking of somebody begging the preacher to come back. He'd ask the preacher to do some feedback, and he said the next thing he knew, why the preacher's body just thumped in the chair like a pan of butter. You know, it's sort of, yeah, gone, dead. Flop. He threw things back his head. Flop. And he said, well, look at your children. Look at your children. Look at your children. I have no mother. Go pretty quick. Look at your children. I have no mother. Look at your poor husband. You have no wife. Look at how much society needs you. And they'll just come back to society. They'll come back, you know. Totally response society and everything. Come on back to your children. Come on back. We went through these things and begged for your father, for your mother. No response at all. And finally, he says, well, please, then come back for your poor father. Because they came back. Pick the body up and run away. Well, now, this control factor is something which has been with us here for a long, long while. As an understood thing, but he never understood it to the degree that we do today. We've known that this dichotomy of can and cannot control, and you know, ridge running, the ability of the Satan to control the body is very often manifested, and when it did, then the people would exteriorize. And we've done a lot of things with control. But not until recently, not until the last year, are we coming up to the degree that we can see controlled relationship between interiorization and exteriorization. A person will interiorize into those things to some degree, at least to the degree of a mental image picture, which causes him to fail in control to some degree. Fellow gets into a steam shovel he's been controlling for years, and he pulls the lever that lifts the bucket, and the bucket depresses. So we find him in there fighting that steam shovel for quite a while. That is just a little example of interiorization. He will fight around with the steam shovel, but if he pulled off the steam shovel and told him mustn't control the steam shovel, in other words, the manufacturers will send out somebody to repair the steam shovel. So they got this order. You'll find the guy roaring and fussing and fuming about his steam shovel all night. He's going through an interesting state of rationale. Now, you get a broken down automobile. Automobile breaks down. Why the devil people play around with broken machinery must have been perplexing. At one time or another, you've seen somebody playing with something that's obviously so busted that nobody would ever be able to put it back together again, and yet they keep monkeying with it. Well, now, add that to the fellow, let's take the person, electronics man, keeps around every tool, part, an electronics man, who does this? They simply interiorized into, to some slight degree, everything from certain to didn't work. Electronics is a new subject, and many, many things don't work. And when somebody starts this trick of saving every single item that has ever passed through his hands, and just accumulates room after room of just junk, there's no good for anything, you know. You couldn't even melt the wire and get any copper out of it. It's all made out of cast iron anyhow. And what's that boy doing? Well, it tells you he's failed to control electronic items. And here in a new subject, you always, to some degree, get this phenomenon. The way is not clear. Pioneering is still in progress. And you'll here and there find people getting pretty interiorized in the situation. And in auditing, an auditor has had too many failures, has a tendency to sit around and doom and even start self-auditing or something like that. Well, he didn't fail on his own case. He failed on paper. But he then picks up this thing called a valence. He seeks to control a pre-clear valence by retaining the pre-clear bank in some fashion or other and going on and running it and mauling around with it and fooling it. Of course, this is also must be taken with the idea that this is not always a serious condition. You ask somebody, for instance, whose bank wouldn't you mind having? Or you find out he's in his mother's valence and you ask him to tell me a bank of comparable magnitude. This is Scientologist. You sometimes have to think for minutes before he will finally come up with another bank that would be as good as, in terms of complication and upset and mismanagement, as his mother's. And he'll eventually get one, however. And you can slip him in and out of valences rather rapidly this way, by the way. But it takes a Scientologist. What are you profiting from? You're profiting from all of his understanding of what he's doing anyhow. This isn't something you can run on a pre-clear. You pick up coal because you just didn't understand what you were doing. You're a bank of comparable magnitude. Nice. It's an interesting process for slipping somebody out. But why would this work? Well, you're just getting him to consent to the isness of the situation. See? There are other banks. You have quantity, and so therefore you're getting quantity, your abundance, scarcity level. Your handedness is changing in that particular regard. And what do you know? To a large degree, having this world as well control. Yeah, it's more than one valence it would be interesting to be interiorized into. And the second he realizes that having this factor shift, then his control ideas are likely to shift too. Quite fascinating. But handedness can, but remember this modification, to some degree, modify control. You understand that? For instance, if you had guns that could fire 1,000 shots a minute, just spray them all over the horizon, and they were big guns, your necessity of controlling one slug would not be as great until you get what the U.S. Army does these days. U.S. Army's been talking for years about volume of fire. Volume of fire, this gets around everything, you know. Well, it does. One well-controlled bullet can do more than a regiment throwing out a volume of fire. But they've got this idea, you see, that shows you these ideas are associated and connected, at least. It's an odd thing that handedness is influenced, as I said, by control. A person will not have things, if he can help it, over which he has totally no control. He doesn't like that. Furthermore, control is influenced by handedness. A person feels he doesn't have to exert as much control if there's a lot of them. Like volume of fire. All right, we take this volume of fire idea, and whereby the idea itself is no more accurate than volume of fire is intended to be accurate, we are nevertheless persuaded to an interrelationship between happiness and control. I mean how these two things go together. Now, the essence of control is communication, and the essence of business is communication. We let something exist, in other words, be, so long as you can, with any degree of security, communicate with it. But when you find you can no longer communicate with it, you're not quite so comfortable about letting it be. You see that? And if you can't communicate with it at all, in one fashion or another, you can get quite frantic about it. One of the best ways to be ruled, if you're a government, to get yourself utterly destroyed, is to just do to keep your doors wide open to the public. I mean, you shut those doors, lock those gates, lock up all the gates down at the White House, get a bunch of fast-talking young men who sit in side offices to grab any interview you want to have with anybody in the government, and make nothing out of it, fast. Derail everything. Never acknowledge a letter with the public rights group. Accept them in nothing but cold, hard cash, and do that, if possible, with great duress of no communication. Always put out bulletins as to how they're to pay their taxes, so incomprehensible that they aren't communication. You just want to get yourself disloyally hated sometimes, the government, and eventually overthrow and pitch things to the gutter. By all means. Block the control factor, you got that? Now, if you as an auditor wish to get yourself in a great deal of trouble with your two payers for us, refuse to communicate with them after the fact of auditing. That's a championship way to break the practice up. You say, well, that old gal is loopy, and I don't want to have anything more to do with her, and therefore I won't see her anymore. And you say, this is the best way to have no more trouble with this old gal. And old gal, 99 years old, and she's been crazy since she was 2, and you want to just 2 hours and then we got the case. And you say, I don't want anything more to do with her. And that way I will have no more trouble with it. And that is the downfall of every patient since the beginning of time. The best way to first prevent trouble is to cut communication. A patient does this on the postulate that there is an insecurity or an unsafe situation in which a patient can get. And of course that's not possible. So he has to make this statement I talked to you about in the last lecture, that he has to protect or safeguard before he gets this other computation. You know, the way to handle it, poor gal is 99 and been spinning since she was 2. I'm afraid, is contained in communication with terrific control. If you had happiness, you got auditing. In order to move and get the question going. But if you don't want auditors, I'll tell you exactly how to get into the deepest trouble with it, and that is to cut communication. And it just sort of disappears, but she always kind of hangs around in the air. You get the idea? This situation's not handled. You didn't handle her. Maybe some 79-year-old tobacco chewing, didn't smell good, pretty clear, a man that cut and swore and blew up in your face every time you turned around, and you say, I don't want any more communication with him. And 3 years later, you start to chew tobacco. Get the idea here? In other words, communication is a universal solvent. Everybody believes it is. The 25 of it is that there is no happiness without it. So it's also the universal hammer.
anything? How can one continue to have anything? Will a bridge between the two have to be? If one has something for over an object, one will have a hard time answering. There must be some slight control, or at least willingness control, or feelingness control over it. For instance, let's take this vast monument. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and I think Delano Franklin Roosevelt, and Teddy Roosevelt, and in other words, the Roosevelt dynasty in America that got some dug and got it out of a mountain out here in the mountains out in North Dakota, or South Dakota, or Central Iowa, or wherever it was. And we said, well, let's prove it. One day, Judson Morgan found out that he didn't have any more control. They went up on that memorial, Mount Rushmore Memorial, in a pavilion. He was being pushed around on the subject of it. His concept of it was being used. He was being run off sideways in the general park itself at the youth land. There's a whole lot of trouble involved in this whole thing. The uniform man blew up and get upset. He's bad for his case. And yet you say, well, he certainly could have that forward. No, the fact that you couldn't continue a tiny little bit of control over it, you see. This fact all by itself is enough. It's destroying. But how about the U.S. citizen? He looks at the monument there, and he says, well, that's quite a monument, and so forth. No, you wouldn't see it at all if you didn't see it. You can hear that sometime in the future how to say so, whether or not it was disposed of or not, or moved or changed in some fashion. Now, if we set that up, and everybody got used to that memorial, and people went up there, I think there was the first week in August, I think you could get up into that part of the country without freezing your head off. Now, if you went up there and you liked it, you like this a lot. And then somebody in the National Park Service, or somebody who's employed, he's been sweeping out the offices of the J.P. Morgan Company or something like that. He's, very capable man. And he's chief on the entire National Park Service, that's the way they do it. All of a sudden decided that he was going to surround this thing with barbed wire fences. And he was going to put in striped red, white, and blue trash cans on top of each one of the statues. And he decided he'd rather have them in full color anyhow. And so he decided to paint the whole works. And the only reason he's doing all this is because some company that he's connected with is not going to get a percentage of the doing work. You heard about this. You'd be upset. You'd be upset. Anyway, somebody could change this thing around without your say-so. Now, supposing you found out that you had no say-so at all for this. No protest you made in Congressman, no protest you made in writing statement or typing any kind of letter prohibited. This tremendous erosion and destruction and interference with the business of this particular memorial. And certainly you discovered that you could have no effect on this at all. You know, to disappear, as far as you're concerned, if you really decided you could have no effect. Although it might still be there, you wouldn't see it. You certainly wouldn't go to see it. Just because that is one point. But if you did see it, I mean, you didn't have something else to do. You understand? Something has been too much change. Now, do you know if you could make a child's toy disappear? Bring it to Christmas, let him play with it for 3 hours, just find out that it exists, and then you play with it the rest of the day, and then tell him how to play with it, and you situate it someplace, and you lay the tracks yourself, and you put up all the pictures yourself, and so forth, and then when he leaves it, the Johnny comes in at the door, falls over the tracks, and so on, never seems to see that train sitting there. Doesn't ever play with it. Uses maybe the engine for a hammer. Doesn't seem to be upset as to how come the engine doesn't open. Well, that's office was arrested from Johnny's hands. And he, in his effort to continue his control, to continue to play with it, was continually balked. And his consistent failures in the thing then mounted up to a not-isness of the situation. And his not-isness takes the form of breaking it up. But I'll tell you something very funny. In his strength, he is stuck to a marked degree in that present.
Prevent all other particles than one from being in
controlled in any way, you've done it.
So, we have that brilliant organization. I get sarcastic now. I've been talking too sarcastically, and that's already so I'll be very, very light on the situation. Anyway, a crowd of bums, the Roman Catholic Church, has invented one that you must do unto others the way you'd have them do you. You must love thy neighbor, and under no circumstances must there be anything except for himself. And at all times, communicate with a God who is totally safe. That's that. Don't have any adding there. And you can't do anything with God. He wouldn't do anything you wanted him to do, but he's up there to kind of punish you somehow or another. And only isn't there. Look at this mechanism. One of the wildest mechanisms you ever want to look at. Now, the mechanism to that church, you get the idea that when you see somebody going down the street and doing something wrong, as far as you're concerned, going in a loopy fashion or falling into the gutter or cutting your throat, it should have nothing to do with it. Where did you get that idea come from? A totally responsibility to your fellow man. You would be utterly fascinated if that happens when you do take responsibility for another person who is stumbling up and down the street, and you take a small crowd of people standing around the collision or something of the sort, and you immediately start doing things on a good CCA law. Wow. Never seen anything like this before. Take a start in the line. You don't exist. Men who can control things are no longer alive. The society doesn't have them anymore. If they find out about you, they'll probably rather nasty about it, but at the same time, they wouldn't have a chance if you could do this to see it particularly. You see? You could take control of a situation. And everybody said, well, could you? You say, well, if you do control things that are in your immediate vicinity, then you're interrupting the self-determinism of others. Let me tell you something. If you can find any self-determinism where control is needed, on automatic, that would be the way to do it. Not provide any method of controlling anything more than one particle. Now, if you just prevent all other particles than one from being controlled in any way, you've done it. So, we have that brilliant organization. I was a little sarcastic now. I've been talking too sarcastically in this lecture already. So I'll be very, very light in the situation. Anyway, a crowd of bums, the Roman Catholic Church, has invented one that you must do unto others so that you'd have them do you. You must love thy neighbor, and under no circumstances must ever do anything except for them. And at all times, communicate with a God who is totally safe. That's that. Don't have any adding there. And you can't do anything with God. He wouldn't do anything you wanted him to do, but he's up there to kind of punish you somehow or another. And only isn't there. Look at this mechanism. One of the wildest mechanisms you ever want to look at. Now, the mechanism to that church, you get the idea that when you see somebody going down the street and doing something wrong, as far as you're concerned, going in a loopy fashion or falling into the gutter or cutting your throat, it should have nothing to do with it. Where did you get that idea come from? A totally responsibility to your fellow man. You would be utterly fascinated if that happens when you do take responsibility for another person who is stumbling up and down the street, or when you take a small crowd of people standing around the collision or something of the sort, and you immediately start doing things on a good CCA law. Never seen anything like this before. Take a start in the line. You don't exist. Men who can control things are no longer alive. The society doesn't have them anymore. If they find out about you, they'll probably rather nasty about it, but at the same time, they wouldn't have a chance if you could do the CCA
You say, well, if you do control, so you say to your immediate vicinity, then you're only up to your self-determination of verdict. Let me tell you something. So you can find any self-determination where control is needed. Then, of course, it would be that. But you won't find any self-determination there in your up. Comes under the heading of not self-determination. What is the value of knowing about control? What is the value of it? Well, I'm just asking you to climb here, stay up and vertical, and fix all the way with no spike shoes over everything you can disabuse you of the idea that you could run good, solid, certain, start, finish, and stop on everything you're connected with. And all of these things say, no, no, you shouldn't do that. But if they say that, they say, no, no, we don't exist. That's all we're asking you to do in this unit. Is just fly into the truth of 76 trillion years of education in not controlling things. But you might as well fly into the truth because there's no other way to run. You understand that? .5% of your bank will argue with you over these control factors when you first begin. Mr. Rapper, you'd be surprised that even if you were doing a live instruction job at the instructor's academy, how many people utterly change with the idea of putting their hands on their own hand? This is something we must not do. I don't know, what have we got here? 170 million untouchables? Maybe it's been so when you start teaching people where we can throw out of them. All right, now, the ability, the willingness to start, change, and stop. Both of those things, the ability and the willingness, so remember, it's the willingness to monitor the ability. Start to change and stop objects and things and people and stuff. Monitors your ability to want you to have these things. Also monitors your ability to communicate your business. And if you have the ability to be able to conceive of the universe and have it or be free of it one way or the other, I'm afraid the control is part of the answer. And having it is the other part. Having this monitor control, control monitor having. If you actually have a little triangle, ATU and a triangle, and a CPH there, there are three factors. You can have something if you can communicate with it. You won't be able to communicate with it unless you at least have some notion that there's some control involved. Control things unless they're there. So we can communicate with them. So we're going to interact with crime. Quite amazing. And simplicity. What has come up this whole thing in a very, very, very new technique? That is a technique that is peculiarly fitted to procedures to create. And this technique is so simple that it would, of course, be voted everybody. But it is a technique that the West Judge went after points out quite remarkably. Once permits somebody to conceive all sorts of new vistas that you had not before conceived. And that is, when you look around the room and find something you could control. Well, I mean, finally, what they're having is we could control the rest of it, and find capabilities. And then, trail, it goes up like a skyrocket. Now, that is the, you might say, central
for profit, I suppose.
All right, now what is the peculiar? The peculiar ability. How using control. What does control do? What ends it? What rehabilitation would control bring out if you use nothing but control on a preclear? But if you use nothing but control, you would also have to have communication, and you couldn't skip having it because he is having it. So what if you just did nothing but insist that the declare execute the exact order given? And if you're right here, I'm getting mad at him, and it's emotional, and then he is. We simply work, no matter how manually, with your hands and your shoulders, crowded it over and leaned over and so on. What if you did nothing but it? Well, I am afraid it is your inability to do that manually that keeps you from making psycho pain in a single person. Because if you can demonstrate to them that their body can be controlled to that degree, then they get the idea, by example, and everything in the bank and officials and so forth is categorized by example. So should you use in duplication photos or by example? You give them the example of the body being controlled. And having given them this example of the body getting control, they take heart and they say, "Somebody, you know, maybe I can control this thing." So, fully positive control, used by you, without convulsing his power of choice any degree, is better than his bank running him all the time, because that certainly never controlled his power of choice, never even knew it there. You at least could never control him, at least more there. And you find that his choice is to control the body. His actual basic choice is to control that body. So his power of choice is not being violated. Even though his bank objective. Now certainly he did this thing, he found that little boy and he was running around in circles and doing it up and biting people and so on. He was just having a bad time. The only supply you can do such a case in the past is to break in and running around in circles and biting people. How'd they do that? Well, it was made him stop. They thanked him every time he did it. And of course, oddly enough, it never cured him of biting people. It submerged him below biting people, and that's all it did. Someday you make him better, and he all of a sudden snaps his teeth at you or something like that. His manifestation is why did it come up again? Why? If he submerged. Well, the family of society, by submerging all of its controllability, becomes an unworkability because someday somebody is going to start to make it well, and everybody starts calling everybody's eyes out unless it's really being done well. You understand? You know, really tremendous responsibility in playing politics. You see, people, they start up the line. They start up the line, you abandon your control of the creature, and they flip. Wow! Interesting. Got to carry them over that point. We can do it rapidly today. All right. Let's take this little boy, and let's do something. This bad little boy is running around and says, "It's inviting people to see something very, very peculiar." We will say to him, "Dave, walk over to that chair and touch it. Now, try to bite, try to bite." And we actually take our hand. We have better to command now. We take our hand and we make his feet walk and his body moves over to the chair. And we take his hand and we put it on the chair. And then we tell Billy, "That's fine." When we say Billy, "That's fine," we give him the idea that he has some capability of doing it.
going out, Billy?
Walk over to that door. And touch it. And you get that hand. Walk his body over to the door. And make him touch the door. You would lie down and scream, fancy fields and salt and everything else, if you didn't walk with hands, you didn't walk him with your hands. But if you didn't have a single obvious direction in the whole thing, you practically dragged him across the room and you wouldn't touch the door. Having you said to old Billy, that's fine. Meantime, he's lost one of his shoes in the last thing, that. And you say to him, Billy, go over there and pick up that shoe. And you're not quite sure he heard you this time. You feel he must be getting there. And he says, Billy, go over and pick up that shoe. You hear me?
Yeah.
Billy, go over and pick up that shoe.
Yeah.
Billy, go over and pick up that shoe. And he slants that direction. That's your signal. Grab over his legs and arms, walking over. And reach his hand down and close his fingers over the shoe and pick it up. This is a terrible wrestling match. This is for sure. It should be on TV, probably. And now let's do practically the same thing for about 8 more commands. Do we find a Billy who is in apathy? No, we don't. We find a Billy who is perfectly happy. It's a test you should make. It's a test you should make. Billy did not one of those actions by his own volition, obviously. But his volition was actually to cooperate and make the body control. He controlled. All right. Now, his volition then was evidently interrupted by a lot of the hauling around his feet. But the auditor didn't shake him. The auditor didn't say, if you don't go over to that chair, that's what I was supposed to do. You see, there was no threat, nothing involved here except positive control. Why do you need punishment for control when you've got hands who can mock up booms? What's the matter with you? You're lazy? Why tell a preacher, well, I'm not going to argue you anymore if you don't snap into it. What's the matter with you? You weak or something? You tell a preacher something like that. The threat. You try to get him not to do this. Get him to do things. And that's what control is. Control could be said to do. You can stop doing something. We'll try to make him refrain from communicating. And this is the one point where you make a mistake, always, and the district getting chosen, the whole country suffers from it, in the handling of the police there. You try to bait him from doing something. You try to stop him from doing something. Well, you could also make a mistake if you made him do that thing, like psycho analysis. They find out somebody is sinning. They find out somebody is sinning, so they make him go out and have an affair. Total. So they try to make him do the thing that is causing him to sin. They at least have this gravitation, just that part, but that is not a work of this act at all. No, control is the answer to this. You control for being. Not by a method, but to do after. You have a Satan trying to control the body. You're setting the example of controlling that body. Now, you can sometimes control a body so superlatively well if you control it into apathy. You wouldn't get into his head and do a bunch of acrobatic flip-ups. You know, stand on put one finger in the neck of a bottle and say, and do a one-finger stand and say, now why can't you do that? Why? Because he's not established any ability as far as he's concerned. You're setting an impossible model, and he makes the posture look that he cannot do it. Well, then you put your hands on his body and make it do something, 7 times out it can be done. If you drive a car around the block when you're teaching somebody to drive, and then let them drive the car around the block, you teach them to drive. You understand? If you fly the airplane and then let them fly the airplane, you understand? They will learn much, much more rapidly. Why? Same thing if you're taking your hand and walking a little bit over the path, or taking a big game over the DHC. Now I'm afraid all of you have yet to learn on a subjective basis that control
good AIC control system. But great time series, nobody could back up again. All by itself will bring a booster into better tone. You're asking me to fly into the teeth of all the propaganda on the whole track. People want you to be safe, they say don't control anybody. Don't control anything. Except that we're going to control business, like our friends the Roman Catholic Church always say. The Roman Catholic Church must have failed to control people consistently enough to make it believe it is told because it invented the Spanish Inquisition, which was, of course, the end of the Roman Catholic Church. That was what? That was a totally control. They've gone mad all about that time. Now they're probably on everybody to do as he pleases basis. But that's not right either. Remember that. That's never right. Everybody should be as he pleases. The great Beagle 666, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. So much for his philosophy, because that is not the whole of the law. Many things by the Beagle 666 is quite right. But in that one, boy, was he wrong. Now, do what thou canst get away with, might be close to what he was trying to do. But when you are asked to control somebody directly, when you do control somebody directly, and when you do see that he comes up in turn to having been that positively and directly controlled, and comes up in turn spectacularly and suddenly, then I will understand that you are the best. Understand what is meant by control. I don't think anybody just starting into the small end of this thing has any idea of how much control is until he's really been good. But I can tell you this very, very positively, if you please. This society at this time, by the re-stimulation of radiation in the air and by other factors, economic and political, is getting to a point where to get any individual being to do any part of his job requires an auditor who can run through the age and run it very well. And you might call it auditing here, but in the years to come, you will call it living, and this is why you will be alive, because you understand these things. Thank you.